really blew my mind is that the pink one says strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because the pink one is strawberry. What did you expect the pink one to be?
Pink. I don't know. I didn't know they had flavors. They were just colors to me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spotted Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to that just a little bit. This is episode 204. I am one of your hosts, Spotter, and I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. It's been definitely a Monday, that's for sure. We've got, like, no time off now at school until the end of the year, so...
Oh, yeah, that dreaded stretch...
Yep, the last like April month is real rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Easter is over.
So that'll be fun. Exactly. But, you know, we'll get through it somehow.
Yeah, but... you make it.
So does, but yeah, I've been all right.
Does school let out before Memorial Day?
No. When? Oh, I have to look at the calendar.
So Memorial Day is that last Monday in May.
Yeah. Because the school itself gets out, I forget what day exactly. I think, like, June 8th or something like that.
Okay.
But, like, 8th grade gets out about a week early, usually. And then same for, like, kindergarten and below gets out at least a week or two early before, like, the rest of the school does.
Yeah.
So we're technically done with kids for Memorial Day, so technically our program will be done, but like, because my coworkers also do, some do morning daycare and some do afternoon daycare as well, and those will still be going until the end of the school year.
Okay.
Plus, we'll still be coming in to, like, you know, start to clean things and put things away for the summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still be going in until the end of the school year, but we'll be finished with kids before Memorial Day.
Okay.
At least, like, our particular program, like, daycare will still be there and stuff, but... So, yes and no.
Got it.
But... So, we don't have too much longer, but I don't know. There was something already about today. It's, like, it's already a struggle as the weather starts to get warmer and, you know, like, both, like, staff and students are, like, just wanting summer to get here.
Yeah.
And then it hasn't helped with the fact that our weather has sucked. It's been so back and forth, like, wildly. Like, this weekend, it was, like, at least high 70s if it hadn't ticked over into 80. And now this week, it's back into, like, the... It's supposed to be back into, like, the 50s and 60s... Or 50s and 40s or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous. Like, I know the spring, like this, it goes back and forth, but it's... been, I don't know, something about it this year. It just feels like it's been so back and forth legitimately where it's like every week and then it's been super rainy too, which is common for April. But that also means, you know, we can't get outside as much, which also doesn't help when everyone's kind of stir crazy. And then the times where it is nice and then it messes with allergies and everything is just the rough time.
Yeah.
That day after Easter. But overall, I mean, it's not too bad. It could definitely be worse. We always have to tell ourselves it could be worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, how have you been?
I've been good. I'm up here in Canada. Got up here Saturday after a long series of flights on some very small and cramped airplanes. But no, the flights were fine. Got up here. Everything was good until I realized that I forgot my charger for my laptop.
That sucks.
But crisis averted, Amazon came through with the one-day delivery. So I was able to get another charger. But I was just like, because, you know, how, and we talked about it on the podcast before, how anxious I get when it comes to packing before I'm traveling. So I really thought that I had everything. I thought I had a plan, I had a list, and I thought I was good to go. Until I just happened to be sitting on the couch and I was just looking at where I was going to be set up, to like record and everything. And I was looking at the outlet next to the table and it just dawned on me. I was like, I know that I did not grab my charger, because since I have a gaming laptop, I have one of those large, well, the brick itself isn't like large, but it's like wide. It's still kind of slim, but it's still a pretty wide brick and it has some weight to it. And I just know, like, I have no memory of picking that up. I was like, because I know it's behind my desk at home and it's like tangled in a whole bunch of wires. So I know that I would remember the struggle that I would have to deal with in order to get that charger back from behind my desk. And I was like, nope, I didn't do that. I didn't do that at all. Got everything else that I needed. I got a spare set of headphones, got laptop, microphone, all the USB hubs and hard drives and every single of the 50,000 cables that I have in my room, except a charger for my laptop.
Yeah, that's always how it goes. It's always like, as soon as you need the thing, that's when it happens. Yeah. Like, I had that a lot because, I don't know, something about, I make a list usually, like, you know, whenever I travel, but it's not like a good or comprehensive list. It's just written in the order that I thought of it. So something that goes together might be totally like not near each other. And because of that, it doesn't really help. And then half the time I'll be like, yep, I crossed that out. And then it looks like everything's crossed out. And then I realize later, nope, this thing wasn't crossed out and it was right in the middle. And I forgot it. I can't remember what it was. There was something that I forgot once. I think it was up north one year. I have no idea what it was, but it's not been too important. I just know that. That's what happened with that. I looked at my list. I was like, yep, that was the one thing that wasn't crossed out. And that's the one thing I didn't grab that's on this list. But yeah, that's always fun. Always like, man.
No, I'm just happy I was able to get one, because I was like, I know that I would not be ready to record tonight. Like, I know the battery would not survive.
Yeah, we talk a lot.
Yeah. But I hate the fact that even if I have my computer, like if I shut it down with my laptop, if I shut it down, like even I shut it down, I can leave it shut down for however long or whatever. When I go to open it again, it will automatically turn on. So I know it's even though I select shut down, it's not in a state of shutdown. It's just like a deeper version of the sleep function. So, and I know that eats up the battery because it's still in a standby state rather than being completely shut down. And it's like, yeah, I appreciate because it's quick when I turn it back on, but especially like while I was traveling, I want to shut it down. I want it to be like completely shut down. I'm not going to have it on for like 6-7 hours. I don't need it to be reserving the battery or running through the battery because it's trying to keep itself in the standby mode. And I mean, like, shut down should be shut down. If I wanted to put it to sleep, I put it to sleep.
Yeah, they're two different modes.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Stupid.
Technology thinking that it's smarter than us.
My grandma just got a new phone, and she's been, you know, trying to mess with it and stuff. She sent me a message earlier. She's like, what's my Wi-Fi? I was like, man, I had your Wi-Fi like years ago. Like, I think it's in like my old iPod that I don't even know where it is. It's like, I'll try and find it, but, you know, I'm not entirely sure. And she was like, all right, thanks, and whatever she said, it was like, this phone is treating me interesting or something. treating me crazy, that's what it was. I was like, yeah, I think you meant driving me, and I feel like that right there was your phone treating you crazy.
That's a new one.
She's like, it's bigger than my old phone. I was like, yeah, that's just how phones are nowadays. Like, it's not like she had a small one. Like, she had a smartphone and it was touchscreen before. But just the one she has now is just bigger. And then obviously, you know, it's always a struggle learning a new phone and stuff. So, but I'll have to see, I guess, if I can find my old iPod to see if I can find her Wi-Fi. I don't know why I don't, because this has happened before. I don't know why I don't, like, put it into my notes on my, like, phone so that I have it now, because that's where it is on, like, my notes way back on, like, my old iPod. I even checked my old phone, and my old phone doesn't have it, so it has to be on my iPod that I had before my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is off the top of my head, and then charging that. Just to, that's the one with the super cracked screen. It's like hard to read things. You have to like move it up and down to read a word because it's always in the middle of a crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, man, I don't know what that is. I'll look for it, I guess, but I don't have, the only idea I have is that it's in my room. Even then, I haven't seen it in a while, so I'm not sure exactly where. But I don't know. Write your own password somewhere. Like, write it on like a sticky note and put it in your cupboard or something.
Something. I used to know a way to like get into the IP address of the router, and then because normally there's like a back door where you can get in and you can find the password that was set, but I don't remember what that was. But I used to do that all the time. Whenever my mom decided that she wanted to change the Wi-Fi password at home, I just go in through to like put in the IP address and then find it, because of course she didn't know to change that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I almost can picture it in my head. It's just a bunch of numbers. I know that. So could be any which way of numbers.
Yeah.
And because I was thinking about it, I was like, maybe it's on their, and it could be, I could ask her if it's wherever their router is, if it's on their router or not, because I'm not sure if it would be, because I know most of the time they are now unless you change your password.
Yeah. Do you think she ever changed it from when she initially got the router?
I don't think so, but I also don't know if her router has it, because she's had this router for a long time and it's not, I don't know, usually the ones I typically see nowadays are Comcast, and it's not Comcast, so I don't know. I'll have to ask her if I can't find my iPod or whatever. I'll be like, where's your router? Does it have the password on there? But then it's probably too small, so then either way, someone would probably have to come over and read it. And,
yeah.
So, I don't know, we'll see. If I can't find my iPod, I'll ask her about it.
You have to do some more thorough investigation.
Yeah, at this time I'm gonna like write it down on my phone and also like tell her like write it down on a sticky note, put it in your cupboard, you'll always have it.
Email it to yourself or something so that way you always have it.
Yeah. That's what I do with like the newsletter, because I do the newsletters for our program or whatever. Like my coworker writes them up and then I type them up because I'm faster at typing. I have like the outline saved. I sent it in an email to myself so that I could just open it up or whatever and then edit it from there, because we got a new computer in the room before, and then it like, you know, so it didn't have any of the saved documents that we had before, so I had to like figure out what the outline was, and then I just emailed it to myself in case we ever had that problem again. So now I just go in there and just do it that way. Learn.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, because it's just like I have so many things that I do for work that I have a template for everything, because it's so much rinse and repeat, especially when it comes to the training classes, that when I'm sending out invitations, there's an email template. When I'm sending out training materials, there's an email template. When I'm sending out training certificates, when they're done with the class, there's an email template for that. When people are requesting training and they have to send in all of the registration forms and stuff, if they don't send the registration forms in properly, there's a template to how to reply to that. There's just email templates for everything. I wish that there was like a shortcut, like a keyboard shortcut, that I could have all of these templates preloaded and I can just open up a new email, hit a button, and then just paste the text into the new email. That would save so much time. Instead of me having to go find the old email and then copy it and then like put it in or whatever. I wonder if there is actually something like that I can do in Outlook. I might have to look into that.
Probably. I'm sure there's something somehow you can do that.
Something for me to Google.
Get one of those like whatever like little keyboard shortcut things that like streamers and stuff use or something to make a sound and just attach your whatever you call them to it. I can't even think of what you called it.
What the streamers use?
Oh, like the, what did you call them? The outlines, the what?
Oh, templates?
Templates! God! You even said it! I couldn't remember the word.
It happened. All right, but leaving behind emails, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So, I know that you've done a little bit of traveling. You've gone to Chicago, you've gone to Detroit, you've gone up north. So my question is, if money wasn't an object, you were able to go anywhere you wanted to go at a moment's notice, what would be your preferred traveling style? In the sense of, are you the type of person to be like, say for instance, you know, you're like, you know what, it's a holiday weekend coming up, I'm gonna go fly down to Myrtle Beach. And what, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just know when I get there, I'll find something to do and then, you know, just wing it. Or are you the type to like, okay, I know that it's April and I know that school lets out in June and I'm planning for this trip in July. I know that it's a place that I've never gone before, so I'm going to research what it is to do there, you know, like how long it takes for to travel. And like, are you the type of person, if you're traveling, that you would just be like, all right, I'm here, let's figure out what I'm going to do? Or you want to have everything prior, pre-planned, you want to be prepared before you get to your destination? And this is specifically for places that you haven't been before.
Yeah, for places I haven't been, I'm usually still more of like a wing it person, but I will do at least like, you know, some research, not necessarily a lot. Like I know when we went to Chicago, the first time we didn't really do anything. It was just to go see the movie and that was pretty much it. So we didn't like do anything. But like the second time when we like actually went to Chicago to like, maybe not even the second time, but whatever, when we actually went to like be tourists and like do things, that stuff we actually looked up ahead of time. Just, I don't know, we still kind of knew what we wanted to do already, or at least had an idea, because we kind of like, we wanted to go to the aquarium, wanted to go to the museum, so we got the like, whatchamacallit pass, the like city pass or whatever, because then it lets you like skip the lines and stuff. I forget how long it was, like, good for, and it was, like, 100-something. And we're like, perfect. But I know we bought those and then used those for, I know we went to the museum and the aquarium. But then, pretty much other than that, I was kind of just wing it. And that was, like, I don't know, I've never really do plans. I'll do minimum research, like, something like that, to just maybe kind of see what's there.
Yeah.
Or, like, luckily we did that so that we could find that city pass so we didn't have to stand in, like, long lines. Other than that, nah, it's just kind of like, I don't know, figure out what we'll do when we're there. I never really have any sort of plans. My friend's kind of the same way, where we might have a basic idea of, like, in general, at some point, maybe we'll go do this, but we definitely never have any, like, we're going to this on this day at this time or anything like that. We suck at, like, being on time to things.
Yeah.
So we always have to show up, like, really early, like, for concerts and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a research person for the most part, other than just kind of a basic idea. I don't care too much about that stuff, because one of the things is I know I'm bad at like staying on schedule, so there's no point in like
making a schedule.
So it's like, I don't know, here's some general things to do, we'll see what we get around to, maybe we'll just do nothing and just wander around, and you know, who knows. So yeah, that's pretty much how we go.
Yeah, in the sense that you're a winged person with a little bit of planning, I'm a planning person with a little bit of winging it. I don't like going into situations and not knowing what's going to happen. It drives me crazy to just not have any idea. I mean, if I have some clue, if I don't necessarily know an exact location, that's fine. Just tell me, like, what are we going to be doing and around what time, so I can at least have some sense of preparedness. My mom even, like, delegated me to be the, like, the planning person when we took our big family trip to Disney back in 2009, I think it was. Because she, well, she knows, for one, that if anything else fails, I'm gonna make sure that everybody's getting to where they need to be on time. But as just, I would prefer, like, even though I'm there, I'm like, especially in Disney's case, I'm there, I'm in the theme park, I'm having fun, but I'm also looking at, you know, like, if we have to be, because we took a charter bus down to Disney because it was so many of us, but I know if we have to be back at the charter bus by 8:30, then you best believe at 8 o'clock I'm like doing a head count, making sure we have everybody, because I want to know if we're missing somebody. We have to, you know, do a daisy chain and hunt the rest of this park. We have to have at least some time to do that. But especially if I'm going somewhere that I've never been before, and seeing it, then it depends on the trip. Like, if I know, like, say for example, if I'm going on a trip to a beach destination, and the purpose of the trip is to be at the beach, then no, I'm not necessarily going to do too much research other than, like, maybe seeing what there is, like, to eat in the area. But for that, that would probably come, like, while we get there. And I'm like, okay, well, we're here, we'll hang out. Oh, well, you know, we're hungry. Let's see if we can find something to eat. And then that'll be that. But if I know that, like, the purpose of the trip is to, like, to relax, to just chill out, not necessarily do much, then I won't have to worry about much planning other than, you know, where I'm going to stay and stuff like that, because I don't have any intentions on doing things while I'm there. Like, if something happens and they're like, oh, you know what, I hear that such and such is going on, you want to go hang out and do that, and they're like, okay, yeah, cool, then we'll do that. But if it's like I'm going on a tourist trip, like I'm going to a city to be a tourist and want to go see things and, like, what is this city known for, then I'm doing research. I'm finding out what are the tourist areas, where are the, like, the photo op attractions and stuff like that. Well, what are some restaurants that are known in the area that are not too expensive, because every city has the whole, like, oh, you gotta go try this restaurant, and then you get there and it's like a small plate for like $35, and like, no, I don't want that. I want to have something decent. But yeah, if it's that type of situation, then I gotta know where I'm going, or else I'm gonna go crazy. Either I'm gonna go crazy or I'm gonna just shut down, and I'm just gonna be like, whatever you say, you know, okay. You're like, oh, we're gonna go do this, okay. Oh, what else do you want to do? It doesn't matter. You know, I'll be in that mind frame of like, I have no control of this situation, and if I try to take control of it, it's gonna drive me crazy. So just whatever you want to do, then that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just I don't know, well, maybe once we're there, or maybe, like, right before the trip, maybe look around at, like, where we're staying and see what's around, like, food or anything like that, and then once we're there, just kind of wander around. Like, definitely no hard schedules, no hard plans, just kind of like, I don't know, maybe we have a general idea of what we'd like to do, but, yeah, not a big fan of plans and stuff. We never stick to them anyway. I mean, we've been talking about going to the freaking planetarium. Ever since my friend found out that there's a planetarium in Chicago, and we have not been. To be fair, one of the times but we were planning on going, it was literally shut down for repairs, so we couldn't.
That one time.
So every time we go to Chicago, my friend's like, oh, I want to go to the planetarium, and we never, for whatever reason, end up going. So I always feel real bad. I know you want to go so bad. Like, I really, like, I could take it or leave it, but they want to go so bad. So sometime we'll have to make a designated trip to just, like, we could do anything else, but our one main goal is going to the planetarium.
Now, I've never been to a real planetarium. I remember when I was in elementary school, there was a like exhibit that would come through the city, and they would like bring in an inflatable planetarium. Well, it was basically just this huge, like almost like a bounce house, but they would blow it up and it would just be a huge dome, and they would have like an artificial like turf like ground or whatever, and so all the kids would go in and you just lay down and it would just project stars onto the ceiling of the dome or whatever. But it was nice because especially in the south during the school, and it was always like during the springtime or whatever, so it was kind of hot. But you know, like when you're in the bounce house, they have the huge fans that are blowing the thing up. But so while you were inside the domes, the fans, they had like little vents where the fans were still blowing like cool air inside the dome. It was, and especially like on a hot day and you're in class all day and you're just suffering, to just be able to like go in there and lay down and look up at the ceiling like you're looking up at stars. It was pretty much just nap time for everybody. Nobody was paying attention to what was being said. Well, maybe a couple people who like had a vested interest in it, but like for the most part, like it's cool in here. It's like, it's kind of dark. Just lay back, look up and just fall asleep.
I haven't been to a planetarium in a long time because we have one around here, like one in the neighborhood. Well, I guess not the neighborhood, but the city. Mm-hmm. And we used to go sometimes for field trips. So I've been like a handful of times, but I haven't been since I've been in like elementary school.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since I've been to any planetarium. And I know, well, I'm sure that the one in Chicago is a lot bigger. So I have like no idea what to expect. We haven't even done that. Like, I haven't even like gone to the planetarium. Like, I'm sure they've got a website or something and seen like if they have specific shows or times or prices. Like, we haven't even done that much like investigating into it.
Yeah.
At least I haven't. Maybe my friend has. If so, they haven't told me anything about it. I guess we must have done some information looking to know that there was like construction or repairs or whatever they were doing, because they did that at the field museum too, but like you could still go in because they were just, it was one specific exhibit. It was like that one T-Rex skeleton, I think the name was like Sue or something. You couldn't like it wasn't, they were redoing the exhibit, so like you could see the skeleton through like a door, like you had to look through like one little window and be like, there it is, but you couldn't like that was it. So we haven't, that was the one time we went to the field museum. We couldn't, like, it was so big, we didn't have enough time to go through it all, in one day. So we do plan on going back to that one day too. And then assumedly Sue will actually be on display now. Cause it's been a couple of years.
Yeah. You would think they would be done with the renovations and repairs and everything.
Yeah. Or they'll do new renovations. I'll be like, fuck, I still can't see it. Like, I want to go to the aquarium again someday, too. We've been there twice, but I don't know. I just recently have been like, oh, I want to go to an aquarium. And that's another thing that we really don't have around here. Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of have one. It's a smaller one. I can't even think of where. At Great Lakes Crossing, which is not, like, close. It's more towards Detroit. Like, it's in that direction, at least, from here. So, more south. I've been there once, and it's, you know, it's still like an aquarium. It's so cool. It's just not obviously as big, so it doesn't have as many things and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at this point, I'll take any aquarium. I just want to go to the aquarium again. But yeah, I don't remember how we got on that topic specifically.
We were talking about, traveling, and we got onto the planetarium somehow.
Yeah. Sure did.
It's been over 3 minutes, so it's too far gone for both of us.
Yeah. Like, well, that's gone forever.
We're here now. Who cares how we got here?
That's true. Like, I was gonna like wrap it around to like, but then I was like, I don't know how we got here. I don't know how to wrap it around. Well, anyway, I've got a question. So have you, whether it be recently or just in general, any moments that you've had where like you've done something or something's happened and you're like, ah, that's like very typical or like classic you, like you, that happened, and I could totally see why and how that happened. Because I've had one very specific moment recently. Because I've got this little, it's like a grill and like hot pot. Like it's a flat top grill. And it's made for like, you know, one or two people. And I mean, it still has to be plugged in, but like, you know, you don't have to be on like a stove, like the range. And sometimes if I just want to like watch a show or something, because like out in the kitchen, you know, I can take my phone and all that. But like out here, if I'm not cooking a whole lot, I can have my big normal size like TV. I can watch something, listen to something, whatever, and sit down while I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I just do that if I'm just making something like that. Like sometimes I can't, but I do it when I can because it's easier and it's easy cleanup too. Like I don't really have like too many dishes. Yeah. I just kind of got to wipe it down. And so I was doing that a couple weeks ago. I was cooking something. And it's, like, too far away for me to be able to sit on my love seat and, like, monitor while I'm cooking. So I use this little stool. Like, I just sit on that while I'm right there so I could be closer. And Leo was really wanting attention, as he does sometimes. It's like, I don't know. He just does it in general, but it seems to be when I'm cooking. He's like, I'm going to jump up. I'm like, dude, like, there's a hot plate right here. Like, you can't just jump up. And there's no room for you on my lap. But he kept doing that, and I kept, you know, I'd pet him a little bit, but I'd, like, set him down. I'd still pet him on the ground, but he'd still want to be in my lap. And I had to, like, get up to, like, I was holding a knife, and I was, like, checking the meat to make sure it was done. It wasn't quite done yet, so I was like, all right, I'll let it cook a little longer. So I'm holding a knife in my hand. I go to sit down, but Leo has jumped up onto my stool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am in the process of almost squishing him. So I desperately lean back, like, arch my back to try and not sit on him. Luckily, the love seat's back here because I put my hand on that to try and not fall or sit on the cat. And so doing that, I almost, like, my wrist kind of hurt, but I didn't, like, do anything to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying not to stab myself because I got a knife in my other hand, which means I can't catch myself with my other hand either. And Leo jumps down, and then I kind of, like, you know, settle myself and, like, sit down. I'm like, oh, my God, that could have been really bad.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? Classic me, just almost sitting on the cat, almost breaking my wrist, almost stabbing myself. Yeah, that's pretty much the biggest one. And then one that I noticed a couple days ago when I wanted to write something down, I've lost my pen. I don't know where it could possibly be. Because I always keep it right here on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if I ever need to write anything down, especially for, like, the podcast, and I don't... And I was doing training recently, so I needed to write on that, and I haven't seen it since I did that training. So I don't know where it is. So I went... Luckily, I have another pen. I went and grabbed that out of the drawer so I could write this stuff down. But I was like, man, where... Another classic me. Just pen's gone. I set it down, it is not gone. Yeah, maybe I'll find it someday. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But those are two very classic, like, yep, I could see. I'm not surprised that that happened to me. Happens, whatever. But do you have anything like that?
Forgetting the charger is definitely a classic me because I like to pride myself on being the type of person who comes prepared. They try mm-hmm. to think about every eventuality, and it's the reason why I get stuck doing a lot of things because I'm sitting there and I'm trying to think about it from every angle. I completely overanalyze everything. Mm-hmm. But it's gotten to the point to where it's... have you heard of the game Phasmophobia?
Yes.
So on Friday nights, Michelle streams Phasmophobia, and so we play together most of the time when my internet allows me to play with him. and so before you, and for any of the listeners who don't know what Phasmophobia is, it's a ghost hunting game where you have to mount certain types of evidence in order to guess what type of ghost is haunting the establishment that you're in. And so before you go into the ghost hunt, you are presented with a list of items that you can bring with you, some your supplies, your tools. And so we've played so much to where we've gotten into sort of a rhythm as to what items we bring to every ghost hunt. Some of the ones more commonly used than others, but there are different extra objectives for each time you go on a ghost hunt to try to draw out the ghosts or to get some extra money. Like one of the ones will be to an extra objective will be to get one of the ghosts to step in salt. That would be an additional objective. But if you don't bring salt on the hunt with you, you wouldn't be able to get that objective. So I've made it a point to try to check the list every time before we start the hunt so I can make sure that we have everything just in case. And for the most part, everybody else that we were playing with, they'll, you know, add what they need to add to the supply list and then they'll ready up. And I'm the last one every single time, still not ready because I'm looking at the list and again, overanalyzing everything because every time I look at the list, I'm always looking at it like we're forgetting something. But because I've looked at it so much and I'm so used to seeing things that are there, they may not be there. So I'll think that I've seen it and then I haven't seen it. And so we'll get into one of the like the biggest things is to have a thermometer. Because if you check a room and the room is like slightly colder temperatures, that could be a clue as to where the ghost is. And one of the clues, one of the pieces of evidence that you can determine as what a ghost is by having freezing temperatures. Now, normally when it's freezing temperatures, you can see your breath. You're like your game character in game, you can see your breath. So that's like a clear indication that it's freezing temperatures. But you can have temperatures that are close to freezing, but not be freezing. And so you won't see your breath, but the ghost will still be there. And one of the biggest failures of me checking the list and then going into a ghost hunt where we'll and Michelle is normally one of the ones, she'll take a thermometer and start going checking the rooms to see if she can see any difference in temperatures. And so she'll be ready to get off the truck and we're like, did we not bring any thermometers? And every single time she's like, I thought you were checking the list to see if we forgot everything. And it's almost every time I'm always looking at it, I'm like, I could have saw thermometers. I don't know how I missed it, but apparently I've missed it. And it's just classic me to sit there for way too long looking at the list and still forget something. And that's exactly what happened with my charger. I can look at my phone. Well, I don't have my phone on me now, but I know that in my notes, I have a packing list. And even though I know that I need to bring my laptop, I need to bring my work laptop, I know I need to bring these things, I've still put them on my packing list because I was like, I know that if I don't put it on the list for some reason, I don't know, I'm going to forget my work laptop at home. And I'll be in all kinds of just trouble. But I know that I put the chargers for the laptops on my list. And I have my charger for my work laptop. I know I have that one for sure. I just looking at the list and I'm like, all right, laptops, all right, chargers, USB hub, external hard drive, keyboard, mouse, yada, 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 yada. All right, I got everything. I'm good to go. I'm good to go to sleep. And I actually, normally I don't sleep. Especially if I have an early flight, I don't sleep. And I actually went to sleep. I was that confident in myself that I actually went to sleep and went to the airport, thought everything was fine, finally get here. And I'm just sitting on the couch and I'm looking at the outlet and it just dawned on me. I did not bring my charger. And it was like, that's just classic me. Looking at the list, checking it twice, studying over it, poring over it, and still forget a key item on the list. And it's like, it's right there in your face. How did you forget it?
That's how it always happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always write like every single thing on a list. Like, I will write down like phone charger, phones, headphone charger, like every single thing. Toothbrush, toothpaste, like separately.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I will forget it. Like if I just have down toothbrush, I might forget to bring my toothpaste. it's just I have to write down everything. Like I forgot my phone charger at my parents' house. I forgotten it at my friend's house once. Do you know how many times I have forgotten my sunglasses in my friend's car? Because
I can believe it.
Once we like get out of the car, I put my headphones. I usually put my headphones, my sunglasses, under the seat usually, just so they're not out. I don't know. Just don't like to leave things out in the car. Like I always put them somewhere. But because of that, I would like always forget them. You know, by the time we got home, it'd usually already be dark, so I wouldn't be using them. And then later on, I'd be like, I don't have my headphones. Luckily, I have sunglasses. Luckily, I have a backup pair for when that happens. But I've tried to start doing it because I always put my keys in like the pull-out thing, like the thing in front of the passenger seat that you pull down.
Yeah.
And so I've started putting my sunglasses there too, so that I don't forget them, because I have to get my keys, so I have to get my sunglasses. Though to be fair, I left my keys at my friend's house once. That was fun. That was one of those moments where I like stayed the weekend at their house, and then, you know, grabbed all my stuff, came home. The second we pulled into my driveway, I went, I don't have my keys. As soon as we pulled in, I had a flashback to me leaving them on the couch and not grabbing them again. I was like, well, guess we gotta turn around. There's literally nothing we can do.
Yeah,
gotta go back and grab those.
It's so crazy how, and we always talk about how the brain is just so ridiculously just complex, and the entire ride home, it didn't dawn on you, it didn't occur to you, it never even crossed your mind. As soon as, like, the instant you get in the driveway, your brain plays out this entire scenario. You get out the car, you grab your stuff, you walk up to the door, you take your keys out, put the keys in the door, you go inside. Wait a minute, in this scenario, I don't have my keys. Think back. Did I pack my keys? No, the keys are still sitting there. And then it dawns on you, I didn't grab my keys. And it's just like that split second, you can go through all of that, and it just all of a sudden comes together.
Exactly. It's like exactly what it was. It was like we're playing in the traffic. I was like, I don't have my keys. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's so funny that, like, how that works. Like, for you, like, once you're looking at your laptop location or whatever, you're like, don't have a charger. Like, I don't even have to look. I know I forgot it.
Right. It's like, it's not even a, did I? I'm pretty sure I did. Did I? It's like, nope. I know I didn't.
Yep.
I know for a fact that I didn't. Because it's just, like I said, I know the struggle that I would have gone through in order to get that charger unplugged and untangled. I have Ethernet cables, I have HDMI cables, power cables, all this kind of stuff behind my desk. And I know that charging cable is just, it's back there and it's just tangled within everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nope. I never once had to get down on my knees and get under my desk when I was packing. So I know for a fact that I did not bring that charger.
Very funny how that works. It's like your brain is sabotaging you. Like, the information
really
was there.
It really is. It's like, you could have warned me when we were walking out the door. You could have just been like, hey, you don't have your keys. Like, oh, I don't have my keys. Hold up. Let me go run back inside real quick and let me grab my keys. No, you declined to tell me when you know that I walked past my keys 2 or 3 times when I was grabbing the rest of my stuff. They were right there. You could have let me know then. You waited until we got as far as we could possibly be from our previous destination to, like, hey, you forgot something back there.
It's how it always happens. Like, there are some times where I leave my coffee at home and it sucks. And usually, I remember, like, as I'm getting to work and it's like, well, it's too late now. There was one day where I was walking to work and I realized where technically I wasn't too far, but I was like, if I turn around, at this point, it wasn't very far at all, and I could have turned around, but I don't know. I was like, I guess. I'll just suffer.
It's a change in momentum. Like, you're already walking in one direction, and you realize, like, I would have to stop and then turn around you know what? It's not even worth it.
Yeah, it's like it wouldn't take me very long and I'm not very far, but at this point, I'll just, oh well, I've decided I don't have it with me. It's just how it is. Yeah, that stuff happens all the time. I hate it. I'm always so forgetful with like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something earlier that I like lost. I'm sure all the time I lose stuff. Like my pen. Which is, who knows where it could be.
It'll pop up.
Probably one of the cats took it.
That could be a thing.
That could Leo, absolutely be a thing. I've never really had that problem too much. But Leo loves to, like, he'll find anything. He has found, like, my brothers have, like, Nerf guns and stuff. And obviously they took them with them and took a lot of, like, the darts and stuff with them. Mm-hmm. But obviously some have still been left under, like, I don't know, somewhere like the couch or the china cabinet or something.
Yeah.
Because Leo has found some. I certainly haven't had Nerf darts. So, like, suddenly he'll just be, like, throwing it in the air, like, playing it. I'm like, where did you get that? There's also one day where I was trying to make sure, like, because sometimes Leo will go up into, like, the room upstairs, like, into Toby's room. And I put Toby in there before I go to work. So I always just make sure I can see all the cats before I go, just to make sure they're not trapped in the room with Toby, because then they wouldn't have any, like, litter box or anything.
Yeah.
And couldn't find Leo, so I was like, well, maybe he is trapped up there. So I was calling his name, and he came out fully from under the china cabinet. I was like, you fit under there? Also, what were you doing under there? So, I don't know. That was, like, weird. So, maybe that's where he's been finding these Nerf darts, because there's been a couple.
You know, cats are liquid. They can get anywhere.
Yeah, I've never had that problem before, because JB was, like, old and crippled, and Smokey's fat, and and Maki never really had any interest. So I didn't have that problem before with cats going, like, under furniture like that. But I, as long as he can get himself out again and doesn't get stuck, I guess do what you want.
Yeah. It's one of those things like, you know what? I can't stop you. But as long as you can get out from when you get in, then we're fine.
Exactly. And so far, he's been okay, so... But yeah, cats are a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, just, there you go.
There's no explanation for it. It's just like, there are no words. There are no words.
There are not.
But if any of our listeners have words that are currently failing me right now, you can send those words in text form to us on any social media platform. You can find us on our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click on that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. That's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. And you can search for us on there, send us a message, or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways, you can join in on the conversation, answer any of the questions on this show or any of our previous episodes. We would love to hear from you. If you want to forgo social media, you can still reach out to us and email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Ask us questions, leave us comments, share stories of your own. When has your brain failed you? That would be a good topic for discussion. When has your brain just ultimately failed you and just left you to fend for yourself? But send us those responses. We would love to hear from you and probably read some in a future episode. So if you send those, we will be absolutely grateful. But if you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Pandora Music, you name it, there is a good chance that we're probably listed there. But if you do follow us on any of those podcast streaming services, we ask if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcast charts, so that way when people are looking for new podcasts to listen to, they're more likely to see our show listed there, and that way we'll have more listeners and you'll have more of a community to interact with and talk about these crazy stories or just laugh at us because our stories are so ridiculous. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, things you want to hear more of, things you want to hear less of. But basically, it just lets us know what it is that you want, so that way we can bring a better quality show to you. If you don't want to use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at anchor.fm/spiderbitespodcast. An online audio player, you can access it from a browser, whether you're on a laptop, a PC, a phone, or a tablet, or you can access it from their mobile app. But basically, you just go to the show, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there for you. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself, our social media links are down in the description of the show, as well as links to everything else that I just mentioned.
So is it a new thing that mm-hmm. Starbursts have the name of the flavor on the Starburst wrapper?
I don't believe so.
I've never noticed it before.
Because it's like in little white text, isn't it?
Yes. How long has it been there?
I think as long as Starbursts have been made.
Because I feel like I've never noticed it, because I've always just called them all by their colors. But, like, this red one says cherry. What really blew my mind is that the pink one says strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm?
Because the pink one is strawberry. What did you expect the pink one to be?
Pink! I don't know, I didn't know they had flavors! They were just colors to me! Hold on, I've got two others. I gotta get to them. This orange and yellow, what are they? The orange one is orange.
Right.
The yellow one
is lemon.
How do you... Like, I've never noticed this before. How long has it been there?
As long as I can remember.
I've never noticed it till now. It's not like I eat Starburst, like, a lot. They're not, like, my favorite. They're okay.
Yeah.
But, like... I used to have them more when I was a kid, and I never noticed that. And I got some candy for Easter, and some of them were Starburst, and I just opened them all earlier, so, you know, because it came in the little two-packs, to see what all flavors I had. And I saw the cherry, and I was like, yeah, okay. And then I saw the pink said strawberry, and it was like, what? That one's just pink. Like, it's like the pink Starburst. You never say the strawberry Starburst. Because
you're not wrong.
Just pink.
You're not wrong. But I think that is honestly what started my dislike for cherry. Because I think that the Starburst cherry flavor is one of the first, like, cherry candies that I had that I realized that I don't like the way that this tastes. And so I would actively avoid the red Starburst because I knew those were cherry because it's on the wrapper.
That's so interesting. I'm so confused.
Wait till you get the, like, the different flavor packs, and they have all the different colors and everything.
What other colors are there? What colors are there of Starburst? How many colors does Starburst have?
The original pack has, it's red is cherry, pink is strawberry, you have orange is orange, yellow is lemon, and I think there's one more in the regular flavor pack, because I think it's five flavors.
Yeah, so what am I missing? Because I have almost all of them. These are just what came in the random packs I happened to get. It was mostly the red and pink, and then I got one orange and one yellow. But that's it.
Or is it four?
Might only be four.
It might be.
I can't think of another color.
I know Skittles has five flavors, I think.
Yeah. Didn't people say that they changed the green?
The green in Skittles?
Yeah, like it was something and now it's something else.
I think it was sour apple and now it's lime, or vice versa.
Something like that. Yeah, I think it was sour apple and now it's lime. I think that's what it is.
Mm. Yeah, I could not tell you the last time I had Skittles.
That's another one that I don't have very often. It used to be my favorite candy. That one time, my friend and I were like super broke, and all we had was a big bag of Skittles that another one of her friends bought and left at her house. And mm-hmm. So we're like, this is our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And because we were eating it so much, it destroyed our throats and it was so painful to eat, but we were so hungry, so we just kept eating it. And ever since then, Skittles have not been my favorite. I still eat them, but not as often.
Yeah, it's like, I respect you, Skittles, but I don't want to be around you unless I have to.
I will have a handful here and there, and that's it.
No, I remember when I was at a summer camp, like back around 7th, 8th grade, something like that. No, it was probably like 5th or 6th grade, actually. I remember it was always like, you know, when you go to summer camps, there's always like the little snack shops or the snack counters or whatever. You can get different candies and chips, and Skittles was one of my favorite candies to get. And what I would do is I would just take like almost the entire bag, just dump it into my mouth, and just chew on this massive wad of Skittles. Don't ask me why I did it. I could not give you a rational explanation as to why I wanted to literally exhaust my jaw muscles for like the next 4 or 5 hours. But yeah, it was just a big, massive wad of gummy Skittles, and I'm just sitting there trying to chew the entire thing. My cheek is like just swollen like I'm a chipmunk because I have just a massive wad of Skittle mush in my jaw. I don't know why I did it, but that's what I did.
Yeah, because that would take so long to chew, and it would hurt.
and so if you want to have your mind blown, Michelle just dropped 2 Starbursts in front of me. They're combined flavored Starbursts. So I have a strawberry watermelon, and I have a blue raspberry lemonade one.
They've got the flavors written on them.
They have the flavors written on the wrappers.
I don't believe it. There's no way like that this could be like a not new thing that they just introduced. Or like, what is this, like the Mandela thing?
It might be.
I don't know. The strawberry one's what really blew my mind. Like, even looking at the cherry, I was like, huh, okay. But I still was like, that's interesting. They've got the name on there. And then just seeing pink being strawberry, I've never heard that. Like, no one's ever said that. And to be fair, the strawberry one is hard to read because it's a light color.
Yeah, it's white on a light pink wrapper.
So I've never seen it before. And I've never heard anyone call this strawberry flavor. They're just like, the pink Starburst.
They have definitely called it the pink Starburst, but I thought it was well known that it was strawberry. I mean, it was just like the whole Kool-Aid thing where everybody knows the red flavor is tropical punch, but they still call it red Kool-Aid.
I guess, but I don't know. This is going to be like the new Crab Rangoon. I got to go ask everyone, like, did you know?
You got to take a poll.
Starburst is written on here? Like the name?
Well, listeners, you got another assignment. If you know that the flavors were on the wrappers of the Starburst, let us know. Reach out to us on social media. Let us know. So we'll be looking forward to those answers. But until then, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.